We don't just talk about food here. We also talk about cocktails, and we read books about cocktails. So let's talk about some of those cocktail books.
Yes.
I think Famous New Orleans Drinks and How to Mix Them by Stanley Clisby Arthur was the granddaddy of them all.
That's the granddaddy, 1937. It's a very hail fellow well met book. And I think it's still in print.
It is.
It's still in print.
Yeah.
And so but some of the very first things I heard at Tales of the Cocktail was like disputing
recipes.
Disputing information that was in this book. I mean, he tells the stories of what was told that, you know, the cocktail was invented in New Orleans. Not really the case, but he tells the whole, like, legend of it in there. Cocktail scholars are still finding out stuff.
And they're serious scholars.
They are very serious scholars, and a bunch of them have great New Orleans ties. And, of course, they've all been coming to Tales of the Cocktail forever since it started, since day one.
There's a lot of pressure on a bartender here, don't you think?
I do. I do, but I think they still manage beautifully.
Yes, they do. And then we love bar culture in New Orleans.
Yes.
And Carrie McCafferty, I think, really wrote the book on that with Obituary Cocktail.
That is such a great book. It's a coffee table cocktail book. Just to look at that book and how she documented all the bar interiors.
Oh, and those inviting photographs. They make you want to go to those bars. And then there's this wonderful book that I'm very fond of called Shaking Up Prohibition in New Orleans, Authentic Vintage Cocktails from A to Z by Olive Lenhart and Hilda Phelps Salmond. And that's an update of an old cocktail book, but it's so beautiful.
It's so beautiful. It's like Obituary Cocktail. You just want to sit with it and look at it and admire it. It's that great Art Deco feel of all the illustrations.
And you have brought along one of those treasured, spiral-bound little books that you use all the time.
I do. I do. When I have to make a New Orleans cocktail that I'm not already familiar with, that I don't already know the recipe by heart, I look it up in this little book. It's called History with a Twist, Lemon or Lime by Joe Gendusa. And I met Joe back when Tales of the Cocktail started. Because in its early days, you know, it started as the cocktail tour that was run out of the Hotel Monleon.
Ah.
And Ann Toonerman got together with Joe Gendusa and started the whole thing. And so Joe Gendusa wrote this little book, and it came out in 2008. I got my copy at a book signing with him at 2009, and he told me great stories. He has all the explanation of what is a cocktail, all the different spirits. Then he goes around to all the different restaurants, covers all their different, you know, their history and the history of the buildings, the history of the cocktails, the history of the bars. And then he adds more New Orleans favorites. And then he's got a huge, extensive biography in the back. And it's just a little book, but it's got everything in it that you need, you know, and lots of great information.
And that's saying something, I have to say. So, all right. So what's your favorite New Orleans cocktail?
When I go out, if it's a fancy meal, I like to have Sazerac. If it's a New Orleans place that's not a fancy place, I like to have an Old Fashioned. I never drank one before I came to New Orleans. And, you know, sometimes I order beer.
Well, on that happy note, let's go get a drink.
Okay.
This is Susan Larson. I've been talking with my good friend Judy Walker, cookbook author, for the Tricentennial Reading List. For the ever-growing Tricentennial Reading List and other episodes, check out WWNO.org.
I'm broken-hearted with all that this entails. It takes some concentrated drinking to keep me on the rails. I have